Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. So if I am asking for my desires, if I am intending, if I am stating my desires to the universe, to infinite intelligence, to God, whatever you choose to call it, when we do that, we have a clear, deliberate thought and intention. That's what we're doing when we state our desires out loud. And it's more than just putting them out there, right? It's more than just thinking, wow, I would really like to have a nice white coat. It's literally saying, man, spring is here. I'm so excited about the change in the weather. And I really want a white coat because I know that it's still going to be a little bit chilly, but it's also going to be spring. So I'm really excited about having a white coat that will keep me warm, but then also will still be fashionable for me. Stating a desire and then saying why we want that desire. And so making it really, really in our brains what we're wanting. And then saying it out loud or writing it out or doing both. So that way there's a clear, deliberate thought and then a feeling that will come from that. Again, what is the feeling? I'm going to feel warm. What is the feeling? I'm going to feel like I am fashionable in the springtime, and I'm going to feel comfortable, and I'm going to feel protected, and I'm going to feel safe, and I'm going to feel good in my body. So these are all emotions that follow that. And then so the next step is allowing. And sometimes we just don't allow. And why is that? It's because sometimes we want something for so long and we haven't received it that we give up the intention or the desire. Especially if you haven't been doing this process very long, if you're new to this and you're having a hard time manifesting something, then you're going to probably give up a little bit more quickly than people who have been practicing it a little bit longer. And this is all a new process. So of course, taking your time with it and allowing it to really sink in is incredibly important and shouldn't be judged prematurely because it's quote unquote not working. So that's one of the ways we can not allow something in when we want something for so long, quote unquote so long, and we haven't received it. Because oftentimes the manifestation is right on the other side. And that's partly why faith is so important, because when it looks like the manifestation isn't going to occur, still having that faith that it's going to occur will be the thing that moves you into the actual receiving. But that is one of the ways that people stop allowing in their desires. And another way is not that you're bad at the wanting or the knowing of your desires. It's that you don't allow because you don't believe in the desire itself, or that you can have the desire. So if you don't believe it, you won't allow it. You won't allow yourself to be a full vibrational match. You'll still be attracting it and wanting it, and you'll still have the thoughts and emotions about it. So you'll still be intentioning it into the universe. And the universe will still be gathering cooperative components and responding. And your soul or your inner being will still be guiding you toward your desires as best as possible, using the path of least resistance according to your path of least resistance. But until you're able to change your beliefs about the desire to match the desire or the desired state of being, you're going to have a hard time letting it in. And you can change your beliefs because you created your belief from previously lived experience. And a belief is just a thought that you've had over and over again. So we know that we can change our beliefs. that they are moldable. We just have to apply either new thought to our belief, like completely creating a new belief, or we have to add additional thoughts to our current beliefs that will essentially allow us to allow in the abundance. And when I say allow in the abundance, I'm really talking about widening the aperture of what we believe and what we are able to see is available to us to even allow in. Because this allowing is saying it's always here for us. It's always here for us. It is us who needs to take the path of least resistance in order to see how we can actually manifest it. And in fact, when you are manifesting, you're already starting to do that with your desires because you have the thought. The thought is the first beginning of the manifestation. The thought is like, hey, I'm having this interesting thought that I've not necessarily had before, and I'm really desiring this thing. So you are already starting to envision that possibility in general. Even if you're not claiming it yet for yourself, you are saying, hey, I can see that this is important to me. I can see that other people have it. Or if it's a brand new thought, maybe you're creating something, it is the first step in understanding cognitively what's available to you. And now the rest of it is about allowing it in. And then when you move into the emotion, you're using your emotions to start feeling what that thought feels like. A lot of times people call it a sixth sense. And we know that our senses take in the vibrations around us, and that's how we interpret vibrations and energy and frequency in the world, in the universe, really. All that manifestation is being able to interpret our desires by our senses. We can see it, we can feel it, we can touch it, we can taste it, if that's what we're doing with that particular desire. So you're already moving from the cognitive understanding to starting to allow it in by having the feelings of that desire, because you're already sensing it with your sixth sense. And then as you continue to have that thought about the desire and you have those feelings about the desire and you are allowing it in and you are allowing it to come to you, then you're going to start to see it. You're going to start to feel it. You're going to start to be able to use all the rest of your other senses in manifesting in our 3D world that desire. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at Abundance with Athena, and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.